There's nothing extra that's needed in our life. And yet, though the Buddha sat silently, he also lifted up a flower and revealed the teaching. Though our life reveals itself, it also reveals opportunities, if I say it in such a way, that it's up to us to make use of in order to be the Buddha that we are, or if I say it another way, in order to cease doing what keeps us from our life, in order to be this breath. Sometimes we need to remember breathing in, breathing out, to be present, being this experiencing. At times we must notice what thoughts, reactions we're holding on to. What about what she said, about what they did then, about what I did or shouldn't have done or should have happened. We must make the effort of being at one, of noticing, acknowledging how and where we're entangled about, if we want to say, confusions, if we want to say about being greedy, being angry, about others being greedy, angry, deluded. These various aspects of the universe that keep revealing themselves, and because of our habits, we comment on, we believe about, we react to. So each of those are different facets. A few of the different myriad facets of life opportunities, of practice opportunities for us to see what it takes to bow, be one with this moment, to, if you want to use the word, to repent for what I just said without thinking, did without reflecting on, for this breath that I missed, or this breath that became jumbled up into, I don't want to do that. It's not fair that that happened. Whether it's about someone right next to us, whether it's about someone across the globe. Of course, Zazen is the opportunity of manifesting this universe. Nothing more needs to be said. Zazen is this non-thinking that reveals our life. And yet, it's also the opportunity where we must make good use of noticing our judgment that we're holding on to, so that we can be this universe life, noticing what story about tomorrow's going to be, and she shouldn't have. So we become, as we practice, skilled practitioners, which means we make use of the whole of our life as the opportunity to do what's called for right now. We make the opportunity, make good use of the thoughts and emotions which seem to arise, whether they're about tomorrow, right now, or 10 years ago, seem to arise of themselves in this process of sitting still, whether in Zazen or throughout the day. They seem to arise when things happen. No need to go looking for them. Simply take care of your ongoing practice. Use the opportunity of atonement to see what is revealed at this moment as ever committed by me harmful actions, and be willing to bow, if you want to say, repent, atone, acknowledge and atone. Or simply be Zazen, breathing in and out. The universe of our life reveals itself to support us so that we can taste and appreciate this wonderful life that we share with myriad beings, with myriad universes, each revealing itself here, now, here, now. So it's up to us to know what helps us. No need to go look for the flower that the Buddha lifted up and revealed the universe. Simply notice the shoes you're putting on, walking in the snow. Cold, frigid, fine. I know in Illinois, in Champaign, it's now close to single digit. Here where I am, it's only 34 right now after it's warmed up a little. So, doesn't matter which it is. Some of you might be somewhere where it's warm and sunny. Enjoy that. Some of you might be indoors. Where you are is the universe of your practice opportunity. When it's Zazen, just sitting upright, experiencing. If we say it, non-thinking. If we use another word, breathe. Be breathed. Be this moment breathing in. And it continues throughout whoever, with whomever, throughout the day that you live your life. If we remember, are attentive, that our practice goes on, then we can use all the supports of Zazen, the supports of service, the support of gathas of various sorts, atonement, repentance, Heart Sutra, all of those are just supports. No need to hold on to them. When they appear, when you participate, use that. Don't worry about making sure that you remember, because your life with this breath is revealing the universe to you. But it's up to you to be this breath breathing in, to be at one with whomever you're sharing the life, to be noticing whatever thoughts arise and doing what's skillful with those, whatever tasks appear. Someone mentioned to me that the prices on something that they had to buy seem to have gone up. Good. How do we practice with that? What choices do we get to make with that? And what's skillful to do? Someone else gets to be with people who aren't so happy with them, who might say things that they don't want to hear. What to do? If we remember that the whole universe is just for us, and the whole universe is realized just as it is, it's revealed, the Dharma wheel turning right here as it is. So please make good use of it. Be the practice that nurtures and supports you in being and serving all beings. The practice of regular zazen and regular practice throughout the day. Thank you.